Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. Okay, thanks so much for doing this. It means a lot.
Sure, absolutely. You are doing a project, and your project is on...
Arts
and education?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had to focus on an issue in our community, and I chose this one because I think it's a really prominent issue, especially in Philly.
I agree.
All right, so my first question is, what do the arts mean to you?
What do the arts mean to me? You know, I think the arts, in terms of education, or personally, in terms of, you know, my love for art and culture.
Both.
Because in terms of education, I believe that it's critical, it instills creativity, and it just opens up another world for students in terms of a learning process. For myself, I'm actually a lover of both art, music, I love going to museums, so I actually am a lover of art, theater. I believe all of it's important. I believe it creates well-roundedness. I believe it helps to open up other perspectives in terms of way of thinking for individuals. In schools, I think it helps to develop a diversity in terms of how students learn, you know, and you may learn one way, and through art or through music, that may help you to cement learning. So not only through music, I think through you know, fine art, you know, math, science are, you know, it's such a critical way of thinking and a way of looking at problem solving.
Okay. Yeah, so, I totally agree. And do you think that the arts have like a significant impact on the way children learn in school?
I do. I absolutely think so. I think it helps their thinking process, you know, in terms of, you know, how students learn and, you know, the way they learn, whether they're visual learners, auditory learners, tactile learners, or however your learning process is. But I do think it helps in terms of processing. And there's one particular program, this has nothing to do with GAMP, but before I came to GAMP, I was at McCall, and our school participated in ArtsLink. I don't know if you've heard of it. And so students would actually plan, the teachers would plan with an artist on lessons, you know, related to math or science, and there would be an art component to it to help students to cement that learning.
Wow.
It was really a great connection on helping students to actually improve their instruction, you know, through math and science, through this program. And it was through the University of the Arts. So it was really amazing. So I believe that, you know, it is a vehicle to help students actually improve instruction if we look at it in terms of when we really can make a connection to the academic side, to the art side, whether it's music or whether it's, you know, art, whatever type of learning, through dance, through theater. There's a way of, if we can connect literature to the arts, if we can connect science, if we can connect math, or to the arts in general, whether it be music, art, dance, theater.
In your ArtsLink program, did you see like a significant improvement in the way that...
We did, for those skills, we actually did see an improvement, and it was amazing to see the student engagement and the student involvement in the lessons for what they were learning. And then to see the product and how they can connect a different concept that they were trying to master was great. And it was really, it's a grant, and so they're looking that we were selected as part of this grant through the state to see if they could actually create a correlation between the art and the sciences and actually improving, you know, standardized testing.
Wow, do you know if they found anything?
It's still going on.
Oh, okay.
It's still in its second or third year. I believe it's beginning its third year in the process. So it would be great to see what their study finds.
Yeah.
And they actually created schools that were experimental group and schools that were control group. We were actually the experimental group in terms of the lessons. And it would really be fascinating to see the correlation. But the program itself is amazing. But in general, I believe it's critical for students. And I believe we do a disservice to children if we don't have the arts in our schools.
Yeah, definitely. So, What, at camp, I know you have a very music-focused curriculum. How do you guys, what are some specific ways in which you have music?
So, well, we have, music tech, we have music a piano lab that we teach students to, we have music theory classes, and we have choir. Everyone's part of the choir. But it's more to about, I always look to create a link somewhere to instruction. And so, for example, think about writing across the curriculum. How are students in music class doing some kind of writing writing component, as well as students in literature class, or students in science, or students in math, or social studies? Because I think you can do some learning in that process. And also thinking about learning, I am an African American history class, and they're learning about African American music, and so to make the connection.
Wow.
So we really try to make connections with academic concepts and music concepts, so that we're crossing curricular areas.
Wow.
And music is very prominent for our school. We also have many students that play instruments, and so that's a big part of our school. And then theater is part of it. We're just putting on a big production, Fiddler on the Roof, which will be in the spring, but that's another component. But my 12th grade class was studying Shakespeare and did a whole process with theater and going to the theater. And so we try to integrate it throughout our curricular areas.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly the kind of thing that I'm trying to promote in my research, because I think that's wonderful. It's great that you guys implement. I think it's super great. And so I know you said
keep working with that, and you have to keep I'm the principal of the school, and so this is my first year at camp, but one of the things we continue to promote is that collaboration among staff, so that we can instill that for children, so they can get to see all the curricular areas and the value of all of it. Class. So it's about collaborating with staff and making sure that they co-plan together to, what are you studying, and I can make a connection with music, and I can make a connection in science, and I can make a connection in writing, and so we're all kind of, and so that takes time, and we're building that process, but it really is important to students and to their learning, and it cements those concepts.
You've talked about, the academic aspect of it, but do you also see, music affecting your kids at, in the social aspect of life, or?
I do. Well, they love music. This is a music school, and, SLA, you have to apply to get in, and you audition to get in. And so, this is your passion. If you're here, you love music, and so you want to be here, and so, I see that in there. They play instruments, and they sing, and they dance, and they, it's definitely something that's a thread, even in free time. You might see kids singing or playing the piano or practicing the violin or, So it does carry over to their social life, and because they all have that same passion.
And you think that, do you think that, common carries over and, helps motivate them to do their regular schoolwork?
I think so. It's not like it's an either-or, because we are an academic music school, so we have the expectation that you're going to participate in both, and it's not just about one or the other.
Of course.
And so we're not saying you can't play your instrument if you're not doing well academically. We want you to be able to do all of it, and we hope that that's your motivation, too. That's the reason you're here.
Okay.
It's really about, for kids that come to camp, it's their passion. They want to do this. And so they'll find that vehicle to do it because they want to.
Do a large majority of your kids come from schools that have, music programs or arts programs already?
So, most of our students come from a school that, many have a music program, at least a music program with a music teacher. So that they sing or that they play an instrument.
Okay.
Not all, because some students, come from other places, but they may play privately, they may take private lessons.
Yeah.
But they have a background where they can sing and play an instrument.
As DAMP being in like a music school, I know you guys have different funding options, but how do you guys work around the budget cuts and the things like that?
Like you do, at FLA, we work really hard to raise money to support our initiative. With the Elmer Amino Schulman School is a very big proponent of who we are, and we do big fundraisers, and we'll put on a big show, and we'll charge for admissions, and, you know, raise money to maintain what we have. Because it's really important, and we believe that it's so important that the connection with music and academics is really important. And art in general and academics, I just believe, is really important. So it's about, you know, making that connection.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much, you know, I'm sure you've done lots of research, but there's so much literature out there on the whole thinking process. I just shared an article with my staff on, you know, students' thinking and how they're thinking and how music can, you know, reinforce their skills, critical thinking skills, and problem-solving skills.
Wow.
There's lots of research out there on trying to make the connection between the arts and particularly math and science. I see it connecting through literature and writing and everything. But there's a lot of research on that through math and science as well.
I've done some research looking at the way that kids perform, like in standardized tests and things, but not like particularly in specific subjects. What was the name of the article?
I have your email. I will try to email it to you. This is backed up account, but if I remember, I can't remember exactly where I saw it.
Okay.
I have to look at it. But it, you know what, and it's also a motivator for kids who love that. You know, when we think about attendance in the city of Philadelphia, improving attendance, you know, what a better way to get the kids to come to school when we're you know, reinforcing something that they really have a passion for.
Yeah.
So I think it plays a part in that. I think it plays a part in, like, student engagement. When I was telling you about ArtsLink and their involvement in the classroom was amazing to see. And you have 100% student participation, actively engaged in creating something that reinforces the concept that they were just learning. So, you know, it really helps us cement those skills. And when we think about kids struggling, particularly in math, it's a great way to reinforce and to make things really visual and hands-on.
Wow. I think that sounds like a really great program, and I think that that's the kind of thing that should be done.
Like when I was thinking about when you emailed me, I was truly thinking, like, DAMP is great, and we are a music school, but this part's like, because it's a general baccalaureate school, and there are, like, I'm going to tell you a school that participates in it, if you need, is Decatur.
Is Decatur? Okay.
Yeah, and so that principal could probably talk to that, because I just spoke with her, because I missed her, I'm not part of it anymore, I brought her a call, and she's been at Decatur for a while, but she would tell you that, like, transforms her school.
I'll definitely contact her. Sure to... Thanks.
So arts and education and just their whole connection.
Wow.
And it helps teachers in terms of their thinking process and planning, too. Like the gentleman teachers with the artist and engaging your... So I actually was fortunate enough to have a full-time art teacher, too, but it's just making that whole connection.
So, besides the budget cuts, I know that those are awful, but are there any other, like, obstacles, would you say, facing education on the arts?
I think, you know, money is critically one of the vehicles, because it, you know, is staff, and it's, you know, like, instruments, like, we look for, you know, we have instruments to make sure we have enough instruments to make sure that, you know, students have the tools that they need to be successful. So I think when you think about budget, I think it's all of that for us. I think everyone would agree that, you know, the arts, music, all of it is important. It disappoints me if they think that it's not as important as everything else, because it's another vehicle for learning.
I feel exactly the same way. So, do you know anything about, like, I know you said you worked at McCall before. How did they, since they're not a music school, how did they use the arts in their curriculum?
Yeah, we didn't have a music teacher. We had an art teacher. And, you know, they put on a huge production. You know, general ed teachers would get involved in that, so theater was part of it. McCall is also part of, like, Art and for All. Do you know Art and Theater?
Yeah.
Art and Theater does a great program where they pick two children's shows a year in our school, and McCall is one of the schools where in grades 3, 4, and 5, everyone gets the book that you're going to read. For example, if the show is, 1 year was Robin Hood, so they read about Robin Hood, then they went and the actors team and did in-class lessons on vocabulary development, and, they would do some acting, then they go to the theater, they watch the performance, they talk to the actors about it, and then the actors come back and do a follow-up lesson. So it's all connected to literacy and reading and improving instruction.
Wow. Is it called Arden for All?
It's called Arden for All. And there are some schools that participate in McCall as one of those schools, because I really believe, like, all of that is critical to improving instruction.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll definitely search out those programs, ArtsLink and Arden for All. But yeah. I think that's it.
Great. Well, good luck. So what does SLA offer in terms of the arts?
We have mandatory art class as an elective for freshmen starting in second semester, and then as sophomores, I think we can take music twice a week, art, advanced art, and we have drama as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
and it does still total connect with science.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with your project.
Thank you so much.
If I find the article, I will send it to you.
Thanks. This is really helpful.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.